This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Joan, J-O-A-N. Last name is Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D. Date of birth is 12/28/1930. Date of evaluation is 10. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, anxiety, history of present illness. This is a 92 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 10/6/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient reports that she fainted and thinks that she wasn't eating well. Her chart indicates a history of urinary tract infection, acute kidney failure, dehydration, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, ASHD, dementia, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, difficulty walking. Patient was pleasant during my evaluation. She reports that she's doing okay. She denied any complaints of sadness, depression, hopelessness. Patient reports that her sleep and appetite is fair. Peer patient's chart indicates that she was prescribed Seroquel 12.5 milligram once a day for 3 days for anxiety. Patient acknowledged that she gets forgetful. Peter, she was admitted here on memantine and donepezil period. Patient knew it's October 11. She thought the year is 2022. She could not recall the name of the current president or the governor of Michigan is. She could recall three out of three objects immediately, but only one out of three after 3 minutes. Patient did not know the name of this nursing home. Next paragraph. She reports that she lives independently. She states that she has 2 girls and 4 boys. And she used to work at a store at a mall. She reports that her husband died 20 some years ago and he was a CPA. Next paragraph. No known history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no history of bipolar disorder or psychosis. Next paragraph, review of system, general, non-reported eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, skin, non-reported neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric, mental status examination, blood pressure 123/60, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal, gait, steady, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal, thought content, denies any thoughts of harm to self or others, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, oriented to self and time, memory recent impaired, attention impaired, point of knowledge Limited, Judgment and Insight Limited, MSC Common Sleep and Appetite Fair. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, memantine 10 milligram twice a day, and donepezil 10 milligram at bedtime. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavior disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Plans, anticipate patient's needs, encourage participation in activities, therapy. No. Number two, anxiety disorder, unspecified F41.9. Period, no evidence of severe anxiety or depression. Period, no psychotropic medications indicated. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Under supplemental administrative check, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitors, and amenda, and risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.